بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس شيء إلا بينه وبين الله حجاب إلا قول لا إله إلا الله ودعاء الوالد حضرت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said there are obstacles in the way of every action before it reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but the recitation of La ilaha illallah and the dua of a father in favor of his son go up to him unchecked. Goes directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means that these two actions are accepted without any delay. Whereas they are intermediate stages for other deeds before they reach Allah. These two things go directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there's an interesting story of a kafir king who was extremely cruel and bigoted against the Muslims. It so happened that he was captured alive in a battle against the Muslims. As he had caused a lot of sufferings to the Muslims, they were naturally very revengeful. They put him in a cauldron placed on fire. At first he besought his idol gods for help, but finding no response from them, he became a Muslim and started continuous recitation of La ilaha illallah. How sincerely and devotedly can well be imagined. At once, help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came in the form of heavy rain, which extinguished the fire and cooled the cauldron. It was then followed by a powerful cyclone, which carried away the cauldron and dropped it in a city inhabited by non-Muslims. He was still engaged in the recitation of the kalima. The people there were wonderstruck by the scene. And after listening to his whole story, all of them embraced Islam. So this person who was a great oppressor, a great zalim, was on the brink of death. He was facing a very great calamity. But when he recited La ilaha illallah with sincerity, Allah Ta'ala made the impossible possible. How can we imagine such a wind coming and carrying him safely also and leaving him in a land and that becoming the means of those people's Islam? So we also, when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity and with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a very powerful way of attracting Allah's mercy. Allah speaks about Yunus alayhi salam in the belly of the fish. Allah ta'ala says, if he had not been from the musabbiheen, فَلَوْلَا أَنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ If he hadn't taken Allah ta'ala's name in that fish and hadn't praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ He would have remained there in the fish at the bottom of the ocean till the day of Qiyamah. But when he took Allah Ta'ala's name, he called unto Allah, then Allah Ta'ala's mercy came rushing to him. So at a time of difficulty, worry and concern, all of us should engage in the dhikr of Allah, in the ibadat of Allah, in the obedience of Allah, turning to Allah, Allah Ta'ala's mercy will come rushing to us. Allah give us tawfiq. Let us engage in a few minutes in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.